Blog Talk Radio.
Light beer shouldn't taste like water. Miller Lite has more taste and only 96 calories. It's Miller time.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
A one in a million.
Hey, welcome everybody. This is a product of WBNN. This is the Casual Chat with Ava Holly, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria, and you can call us at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. So hey everybody, just a little intro for those of you that don't know me. I'm Ava Holly, been in radio since my college days at Penn State. I'm a singer-songwriter, author, international blogger, and now international radio host, designer, and the founder of 4A Star Entertainment, where we host and plan your events. Well, not much hosting and planning events these days. However, we have cool things moving forward in the new year, including our charitable Ava's Eye Bags and more to come. So bear with us as we get things together for 2023, along with all of you. I'm still a little under the weather, so bear with me as I'm talking a little slow, yet we could not miss out on our unbelievable, honored, humbled guest tonight. So let me give him a little bit of an introduction. The Magic Man, International Internet Hall of Fame, Class of 2020, Lifetime Achiever, Class of 2022, two-time WBNN Host of the Year in 2018 and 2020. Only one that's been a two-time achiever of this. We have much to discuss tonight as we evolve in our own space with the Magic Man himself, Huni Buck Atun. Welcome, Huni. It is such an honor and pleasure to have you on my show.
Hey, peace, peace, and abundant divine blessings. You're now listening to the tone of voice of the master sound therapist, master sound healer, and the grand architect of the universe. I am the only begotten son of a Bernacle prize fighter and a wounded Vietnam veteran who just recently made his transition. Continue to get your travel on, Kiopt Ray Atun, also known as Charles Felton. I am so many things. First of all, I am humbled and honored to be receiving this invitation for my 10th professional interview throughout my 37th years in counting of Operation Nighthawk and Operation Takeover. There's a lot of stuff that you and I will do our best to cross tonight. I would like to be able to thank a few people here at the beginning, if you don't mind. And the people I want to thank, of course, is my long line of ancestry on both sides of my parents, my mother's side as well as my father's side. My father's side links back to Aswan, the land of Nuba. If a lot of people are confused about exactly where Nuba is, unfortunately, most of the time, most people are only familiar with the English rendition, which is Nubian, and there's no such place as Nubia. But the word is Nuba, Nun, Ba. Vowels is always interchangeable. And it's right in between the Lower Egypt, which is close to Alexandria, going towards the north, and going south down towards the misnomer as Sudan, the original home of the Black and Brown Sea. Nuba existed and still exists right in between both of them by the Nubian Desert, by Abu Simbel. I'm doing that so people will be able to, if they do choose to do research, then they'll be able to locate it. I also want to thank so many people from Hall of Fame, four times, beloved mother. Definitely, definitely. She ranks very, very high in my mind because if it wasn't for her making contact with her son, her only begotten son, just like I am, then it's a small possibility that I'll be on here with you tonight and the rest of the listening audience. I also want to take time to thank the 77,000 who was there for my opening night, and some of those have continued this journey for almost 6 years with the greatest company that I know of and many people also know of WBNN. I also want to thank my fellow constituents who had the audacity to vote for me, not twice, but they had to do it once before, like you just mentioned, for 2018 and 2020. I thank each and every one of you who took time to do that. I also want to thank the 7 delegates who cast their votes for me and made me a unanimous entrance into the hall, the International Internet Hall of Fame. I also want to also thank those delegates who also cast their votes for me to enter for this year as a lifetime achiever, along with my twin, Hall of Fame 4-time, Oladele Molewa Ngozi. I also want to thank any and all new listeners who's listening to the tone of my voice for the very, very first time. So, now, that's my little brief introduction. Angel Ava, I could say so much about you. And I definitely want to say personally thank you so much for being one of the realest incarnations that I have met throughout many different lifetimes. Now, I'm going to say this right up front because time is definitely of the essence. This is my ninth and final time or visit here. And for anybody who want to take time to do their research and as this interview goes on, I'm going to get a lot more detailed in that, but it's not so much about me. Part of my purpose is to be a high example of what each and every one of us were sent here to do, okay? And we're going to delve a lot higher as we continue to go.
It's so funny because I feel that vibe with you from the very first time I talked to you with your smooth Magic Man voice. Anyway, honored and humbled to have you, so thank you for your kind words. Let's get right into it. We're going to try to cover 3 areas, and if we have time, we're going to talk a little bit about angels. But right now, I just want a brief little story. You talked about your family ancestry a little bit. How did you get to this space, evolving in your own space? How did you come to be where you are now? Do you have a realization of that?
Yes, I do. What's so unique, first of all, again, I'm the love child. I am a perfect blend of both my parents. And my immediate ancestry, as well as all of us, take place with my my parents back in the late or the early part of the 60s when they met. And these two beings met on a level of love, which is so much needed today, you know. And when they met, my father just recently was about to enter when they first met. They was just about getting ready to get into the Vietnam War. And my father, being a second-generation descendant from the land of Aswan Anuba, you know, he was a very, very proud man. I can say was now because he made his transition just shy of 2 months ago. So right now we're looking at about roughly about 6 weeks since he made his transition. He made his transition exactly 1 week after his 78th birthday, exactly, you know. Anyway, when they met, my father was 19 at the time, and my mother, the undefeated Bare-Knuckle Prize Fighter. And, yes, that, you know, that wasn't the only thing that she did. You know, she was a mother already with my one and only elder brother. That was the one who introduced me or inducted me into the lifetime achievement, my older brother. She only had one child when they actually met. And so he was pretty much very taken by her. To give you a little backdrop on my mother, she is Native American, a descendant, a perfect blend to Black Hawk Native Americans who migrated originally from the Great Lake area, migrated through Chicago into the tip of North Carolina and continued to migrate until they got to the northeastern tip of North Carolina and the nearest city was called Elizabeth City. But I wasn't born in Elizabeth City. I was born in an ancient tribal land called Chapanok. Listen to the tone of their words. That's a Native American word right there, Chapanok, okay? And it sits exactly 45 miles from the center of the nearest city of Virginia, from Chesapeake or Norfolk, or 45 miles from Kitty Hawk to Nags Head. So that's where the beginning actually take place. And I was created in a union of love. Like I said many times, it's so much needed today. A lot of children are created out of convenience and not out of love. And yep. If you really, really look at that, you also look at the state of the world, this beautiful world. And I also say that this particular way because a lot of people hate the world. And it's not the world that even hate life, and when life is a gift, you know, and those two things is almost, you know, sawing the branch that you're standing on or shooting yourself in the foot. Life itself is a gift. And like the old cliche, what we do with our life is our gift back. And if you have a religious state of mind, it's our gift back to God or the essence of life itself. Okay. But the world has nothing to do with the people who's living in it. We got to be conscious enough to be able to separate the two. It's the people who's living within our beautiful world. They're the ones, like I said in my last advancement, that definitely need a change of mind and a change of heart.
Yep. Yeah, we've talked about this before. And whether it's a religious journey or a spiritual journey, it's still a journey. And, you know, much is to be absorbed in that journey. And as we're talking of this, let's move on to your spiritual journey, because you are a very spiritual man, which is something I connected with right away. And I love how you channel your energy, and I can feel it, even though you and I have never met face-to-face yet. However, I can feel it through the phone. I can feel it through our social conversations. And I'd like to hear a little bit about that. We're going to have some fun tonight, guys. So hang in there with us, because this man is amazing. So give us a little take on the spiritual journey for yourself or for everyone.
Yes, that's a very good question. Like I say, I knew that you can be asking some of those good questions. So, yes, my spiritual journey had a lot to do with the union. Again, I got a link back to the union of two individuals who came together to procreate me in a state of love. And by doing that, not necessarily religiously, but spirituality began with the union of my parents. Like I say, and they're definitely back to the essence now. And because love was the key, love really, really was their religion, even though they did take time to go to the synagogues, at least my father did, being, you know, and my mother, who was raised right here in various churches and stuff like that. So later on, she did accept those teachings. But there's a difference between, you know, religious affiliation and spirituality. Spirituality is our life body, or what we aspire to do during the course of this life. That has nothing to do with your religious affiliation. So it actually began with the love that my parents had when they first met, and they decided, and I always, you know, felt this within my heart of hearts at a younger age, that love itself is really a decision. And one of the things that used to bug me out, even at an early age, is hearing people speak about, you know, you fall in love. You can be walking down the street and fall down or slip on a banana peel, but you don't necessarily fall in love. Love is a decision, okay? Now, and like anything else, just like you can decide to love a person, you also can decide not to love a person. You can decide on to be in love with a person or a people and decide not to. So that's where the decision making actually comes from. But that's where my spirituality actually takes its root at. And the spirit is a lot older than the body. So now, you know, as we delve higher in this interview, I'm gonna take it back to, you know, the separation of the spiritual body versus the physical body, as well as the etheric body or the soul that we have been taught.
Awesome. Well, hold that thought, put that in together in your mind, and let's get to a track by our DJ legend, Brother O. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Casual Chat. I'm Ava Holly. Call us and join the conversation at 516-453-9133. Be sure to press 1 to join us. We'll call and just say hello. We are here with the ever legendary Huni Buck Atun, and we are talking about spiritual journey. So Huni, I know you've collected some thoughts and give us a little bit of, you know, your thoughts on this.
Okay, yes. To continue, and I'll be speaking briefly so you'll be able to ask as many questions as possible, or if the listening audience also want to press one and join in. Now, for the first, from like I say, my procreation for my ninth and final, I give thanks to my parents that was in love, that chose to be in love, and to become legally married to procreate me. Okay, and then from that state all the way up to the point, even though they later on got a divorce, but they still loved each other. And that's a key word right there. A lot of people think just because you go through certain breakups, you know, and life is about growth. And trust me, I went through that, you know, a couple of times myself during this lifetime, you know. So the first 17 years, I have you know, been taught various things as far as my ancestry on both sides. I also was given a rigorous religious training, being raised as a Nubian Islamic Hebrew. The Nubian side gives me my earliest roots of what most people know as Christianity. Okay? That's where the earliest roots come from. The Islamic side, with a lot of people through Aswan and Nuba, falsely called Egypt today, they later on gave up their ancient traditions as being children of nature and started to embrace El-Islam through, you know, interchangeable cultures and customs as they started to mix and intermingle with each other, okay? And as far as Hebrews, ancient Hebrews, that also took place, where we acknowledge all seven scriptures. And, you know, a lot of the stuff that I'm speaking about tonight, trust me, my plan is to finally put a lot of stuff back in print. I did a lot of things in the form of ebooks and stuff like that back in the day. So it'll definitely be a lot clearer when people choose to read about it, and see that there's a common link between the three main religions that we know it, you know, Judaism, Christianity, as well as Islam. But, you know, all the way up to 17 years old. And then it was on the night before my graduation on June 13th, which is a key date, I always say. You know, you and I could link, are connected through Facebook, and you can see where I always put that date, 06-13-1985. That was my spiritual awakening, you know, for me to start the journey of what I'm doing today for over 37 years and counting, you know. And it happened after 12:30 midnight on a Thursday is when I was woken up out of my sleep.
I got to jump in for a minute, honey. No, that's okay. I got to jump in for a minute because I have an affinity for the number 13 as well. My daughter was born on 9/13 of 94, and my sister was married on the 13th. My anniversary is on the 13th. That's just a couple of things. But I had to jump in and share that before I forgot, and I love the number 13. Anyway, proceed. I'm sorry.
No. I'm glad you did that. I'm going to show you how unique things is. A lot of people, and this is going to shock a lot of people. I know they are. A lot of people are unaware that the first day of creation that we know it. And, see, and again, being raised in Judaism is different even when I did definitely took time to get my documentation in seminary school. Okay. But the 13th day on a Friday, right, is really, really was the first day when you're going to the Sabbath. If you go back, and please take time to go check out my ninth interview by, where I feel so blessed and honored by our commissioner and Dr. Chinchilla J, who gave me my ninth interview, probably one of my most lengthy interviews throughout my career. Now, here's back to the tidbit. It was on a Friday the 13th is when creation as we know it, or better yet, it was a recreation, not a creation for the very first time, and it was Friday the 13th. And what's so unique about it, even though Hollywood and everything like that, they, you know, made the number 13 such a bad, bad number. Anyone who studied Judaism, you have your bar mitzvah or your bat mitzvah, if you're feminine, at the age of 13. It's called a coming of age. That number 13 is very, very important, okay?
And that's the day I met my husband, on Friday the 13th.
I also want to say this, too, and this is really going to shock a lot of people. When a lot of people speak about the last day, especially for a lot of people who are adherents to El Islam, Yawmul Qiyamah, as it's called, Yawmul Qiyamah or Yawmul Akhir, the last day, okay? Yawmul Qiyamah means the day of resurrection or rising, right? That's also going to be taking place on the 13th.
Wow. Yeah, it's crazy, right? How it things just, numbers seem to follow me around. Like the numbers that I really connect to, and I look them up, and a lot of them are really interesting energy numbers. Follow them. When I see these numbers a lot, I try to figure out what's going on, you know?
I love it.
All right. Do you want to move into our next topic, or you still want to talk a little more about the spiritual journey? Up to you, my friend.
It's all going to link. So, you know, however you want to do it,
okay.
Like I said, we want to cover as much ground as we possibly can. And I know how Hall of Fame four time is. I am enjoying the sound therapeutic selections that he has, you know, well, he just does what he does naturally anyway, being the genius that he is, you know. So,
let me tell
you,
I'm
at your discretion, however you want to do it, okay?
Okay. I got to tell you, I got to shout out to our brother O. He is the absolute best. He's beautiful inside and outside, which I love. I also have to shout out to our commissioner, Dr. Chinchilla J. We have become friends and been chatting by text and Messenger and stuff, and she's just amazing as well, and just wanted to give them a little kudos. Before we keep moving on, we're going to do another track by our legendary DJ, Brother.
I want to dedicate this song to all the lovers tonight. And I expect that might be the whole world, because everybody needs something or someone to love. When it's cold outside, who are you holding? You know, if y'all don't mind, I'd like to talk about this woman of mine. Always complaining about me never being at home. But when I'm down broke, she's telling me about the things that my girlfriend's got, what she ain't got. And she want me to go out and get them for her. But girl, I can't be in two places at one time. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Casual Chat. I'm Ava Holly. Honey, I don't think anybody wants to challenge your expertise tonight, yet we will still take some callers. Call us just to say hey, and the number is 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. But we love talking back and forth, so we are so good, my friend. Let's move into your take on incarnation. You wanted to talk about how people feel about being incarnated. I'm okay. You'll straighten it out. And, you know, I know you said there's a lot of confusion around it. Some people don't believe in it. But the ones that follow you, the ones that come to you, the ones that listen to this show are mostly embedded in the spirituality. Excuse me. So give us your thoughts on this.
Yes, thank you so much. And again, I appreciate you asking some great, great questions. Incarnation, and it's sad that, you know, we have to do this in English, but that's pretty much the universal unifying language that we're using right now. So let's do our best to do this. Incarnated, carnal body. The carnal body is the physical part. And just like in a car, just like if anyone who has an automobile, be it a car, a truck, or whatever, we get inside of it. And if we look at it, especially the things that happen, anyone who have ever experienced anyone who have made a transition, be it a loved one or whatever, I got to do it this way so, you know, people faithfully can really, really see it to what Magic Man is getting at. Hey, in the, you know, spiritual animal, let me just do this as a side note, because as I'm doing this, I'm seeing with these great big, you know, pop hawk-shaped eyes of mine, I see this deer that's actually looking at me right now. And normally my spirit animal is that normally deals with a hawk or a falcon, but I know over here on this land, there's a lot of connection with animals that we see. So I definitely want to take time to do that. Okay, now, the essence of all of us who are here on this physical plane, there comes a period of time, and notice now, when we are living or alive as human beings and living beings, a lot of times you can feel the warmth or the heat of the body. And when a certain part actually vacates the body in the form of a transition or what most people, you know, use the term death, when they pass away, the body gets cold. So there was something that's animating the body. So that's where the spiritual body actually comes in at. The physical body is nothing without the life body to animate it. And the life body, the spirit, has nothing to do with the soul or the soul forth. That's a whole nother, you know, interaction, as I like to say. I don't like the word conversation because it'll send it in the other direction. And I don't know how much, you know, ground we'll cover today, but I do refer everyone who's listening to definitely watch the video of the ninth interview that was done by, again, our commissioner, Dr. Chinchilla J, where it goes more in detail about there's a difference between soul and spirit. But I mainly want to speak about the incarnated spirit, each one of us, because a lot of people have thought, especially when they come to this plane, and everything is so physical, right? Mm-hmm. And when we come mm-hmm. here, a lot of times previous life, the memory is wiped. It's almost like, you know, like the old chalkboard or whatever, like someone taking the eraser. But in this day and time, with so many things is happening as the universe and the omniverse start, you know, continues to expand, we are starting to recall and remember certain things because it's necessary now.
Right, right, right. Well, honey, hang on for a second because I think we may have rustled up some people. So we have a caller in queue. Yay! And we want to hear what they have to say. So caller one,
okay.
How are you? Who are you? And where are you calling from? Are you there, caller?
Mm-hmm. Hello, Eva. Hello, Huni. How are you?
Hey, Tiana Speaks, my girl.
Hey, peace.
Hi. So I'm listening to, you know, I've been listening to the very beginning, and I have a question for you. So I have a question for Huni. You spoke a lot about being like a love child, you know. I have two questions actually now. My first question is, what exactly, if you were to describe it to our 18 million listeners, what exactly consists of a love child, you know? And then the second question I had is, you know, I'm a big believer that, you know, people, dispositions are shaped sometimes by their parents and how they were raised and, you know, whether they were raised in love or they were raised, like, you know, with two people who hated each other. That has a lot of effect on the disposition, how they're facing the world and going out and interacting with other people. And sometimes it's a good thing, and sometimes it's, you know, they're putting that negative energy out there and it's spreading, you know. So, and then sometimes people overcome it, and they didn't come from a place of love, but that's why they have so much love. So to me, I want to ask you, mm-hmm. like, what is your position on that? And also, like, if you were to describe it and you were, like, you had to write the definition in the Webster's Dictionary for a love child, what would that be?
Wow. First of all, the beautiful, the brilliant Tiana Speaks. Thank you so much for pressing that one and asking such good questions. You know, I've been praying throughout my 37 years, and a lot of times, you know, I've been waiting for that day and time where people ask me certain questions like that. So now, let me get right into it, you know, for time. When I say I am the love child, again, my parents was in love before my procreation, right? And they was in love with each other. And another person that I can attest to, you know, to kind of throw some of the heat off of me, and I'm going to give some of the heat to Hall of Fame four-time. Look at him. A beautiful, beautiful man who had beautiful parents. He's also an only begotten son. I mean, everything without, you know, within our beings is coming from a place of love, even though sometimes it can be misconstrued. At times, it can be, you know, switching it back between both of us. That's why I look at, you know, Hall of Fame four times and myself as a Libra, him being a Cancer, and we are a perfect six-point star. But a love child, if you look at me, and I know throughout the years I took a lot of photos and stuff like that, especially people who see me in person, because, you know, it's not me saying it. You know, pictures speak more than 1,000 words. At times, you'll see me looking skinny like J.J. Evans, right? And other times, I look like the love child. There's another love child for you. Here you go, Tiana. I look like the love child of Thelma from Good Times and Bookman, the janitor.
Wow.
You know, so I look like a perfect blend. Sometimes my face is fat and sort of like a like a oval like my mother, and at other times it's diamond shaped like my father. And a lot of times I'm, you know, just a shade lighter than chocolate, like an almond joy. And other times I look lighter than one of the Asley brothers. So, you know, I'm just being real with you. I mean, a lot of people, you know, I really connected through me through social media, but you got to remember, ever since my spiritual awakening, that's one of the things that actually amazes me, especially with some of the people who watch me, and they watch me through it. Is that you? Yeah, it's me.
So what is your take on my oh, sorry, go ahead, Ava.
No, that's okay.
Oh, what is your take on my second question as far as, well, you know, as far as people, you know, who might not have been in the best predicament as a child growing up, between two parents who, you know, said me at a convenience. And I'm a big believer in, you know, people just not getting together and not knowing who exactly they're with. And then they create a child, and it's like it's not fair to their child not to be able to have both parents. Both of you hate each other. And then they grow up not really knowing what love is. And I'm a big believer in, you know, sometimes when parents instill the love into their child, you know, they're able to love correctly when it comes to their time. And then they're not creating all these damaged people out here who are out there trying to love and fix themselves by somebody else and then making them damaged. And then we're like a world of like a lot of damaged goods, you know. So I want to know, like, what is your opinion and your take on that?
Wow. Again, you're asking some great, great questions. Let me do it this way. Without, and I, you know, I have to say it this way. Any two people that got together, right, and intentionally lay their bodies down with the possibility of, you know, and faithfully, most it's going to be mostly adults, but I know there are some children listening, so I'm going to do my best to be as clean as I possibly can. So without primarily a man taking the goods from a woman, you understand, and there are some of us that are in the world, and it came in the world by that way, okay? And that's something I did my best to address during one of the many advances that I have did. Go back, and it's a part of the archives, when I did a three-part series called Mission Planet Earth, and I went into more detail about that. But far as to try to, you know, really answer your question, the second part of what you asked me, is any two beings that came together and spontaneously got together, and you are born, not necessarily you, Tiana, but any one of us who are now living, they received the gift and the spark of life. Even at that moment, because a lot of people don't realize, even in the act, like I say, you know, besides a man. And, you know, there has been cases where a woman can actually take it from a man, too, but that's kind of rare. But if they did with the best intentions, whether it was for, you know, just one night or whatever, short term or long term, and a child was created out of that, that really was a state of love. Now, what happens in that, whether it blossomed into a relationship or not, that's really, really besides the point. The main thing is, each one of us has received the spark or the gift of life, and life itself is a gift. And that's part of what I'm doing my best with Operation Nighthawk and Operation Takeover, is for us to really zone in on that. It's for us to play the hands of the cards that we have been dealt in this life. And if we are able-bodied people and stable mind, then this is exactly what we have to do. And matter of fact, I'm going to throw this out there right quick before we get to the next question. My next advancement that's coming up on in January the 12th, I'll be speaking about real players in the game of life, and life itself is a game. Keep that in mind, right? And I'm going to say it here, and I want to see how many people is actually listening, if they actually paying attention, right? There's a movie that I want people to check out. There was a certain line in this particular movie, right? And there was a young lady that was talking with her son, and there was a scene where one of the characters had asked for the gun that killed the gangster in the lead character, right? And the guy said, the only thing I want is pretty much the gun. And then so she gave him the gun, and then they turned and walked away, right? And then later on, while they was walking away, they was kind of wondering if they're going to get shot in the back or they're going to get attacked or whatever. And the son leans over to the mother and asks her, well, why did you give up the gun? And she looks at her son and she says, son, sometimes we got to play the hand that we're dealt. Now, I'm saying it this way because anyone who had ever seen this movie, and it was a great, great movie, and I will throw a little tidbit and a hint in there, especially for Afro-Latino people. That's one of the best movies to me that's ever, ever been put out. So now, here's where the question comes in at. What is the name of that movie? If you can come on to my next advancement and you tell me what was the name of the movie that I'm referring to, I got a very, very special gift for you that night.
Awesome, Hooney. Awesome. Tiana, thank you so much for calling in. When is your next show, honey?
So I just want to say thanks for guys letting me ask my questions, and thank you for answering. And Ava,
sure.
Thank you for introducing me to this wonderful, fantastic network of just wonderful individuals. You know, we are so proud of you. Thank you.
I'm so
we're
proud
a family
of you.
Of great
you
men.
Already had your first,
you
had your intern show and broke a record. So I am so proud of you. Unbelievable. You're just unbelievable.
Thank you.
When is your next show?
Thank you so much. So it's December 29th at 9:30, and I will be talking about truth, pain, validation, and manipulation. Because I want to heal
awesome.
Some people and, you know, not let so many damaged goods be out there, just making a mess of everybody else.
Right. Well, thank you so much again for calling in. We're going to get to another track so we can move along, and we love you, and we'll see you on the 29th. we have a track next by our own DJ legend, Brother O.
Just smile for me and let the day begin. You are the sunshine that lights my heart within. And I'm sure that you're an angel in disguise. Come take my hand and together we will rise. Baby, can't you see? I'd be so delighted if you would come with me. Flying high upon
Beautiful music tonight, Brother O. Before we get back to our guests, welcome back to the Casual Chat. We have a caller in queue, caller number two. So tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where the bums got changed for $100 in front of Wendy's on 15th and Chestnut, Center City. What's going on tonight?
Oh, my God, Clev, we love you. Thank you for calling in, man. Oh, my God, you're so funny.
Yo.
How are you doing tonight?
Oh, absolutely. Listen, it's about, man, let me see, 60-40. I'm going to reach for the 100. You know, they all start off the same as how you end them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to get there because, you know, maybe we got to balance all these things out because I'm hearing what's going on this network right tonight, getting real quite elegant and spicy, I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
This is like wasabi, mayo, up your nose, burning your face off. So, no, check this out, right? But what I'm going to say is the balance and how we coming up here, whether we're love childs or whether we're hate childs, you know what I'm saying? You know, you have
right.
to develop who you are because when you're in the womb, you're by yourself, unless you had a twin next to you. But check this out. Ain't no bunk beds in the grave, you hear me? So you got to pave your own lifespan. How, you know, this is written out, but you got to figure it out. You got to be the one taking the multiple choice questions and tests during this lifespan here. So in order to do that, you got to figure out these things however you're going to figure it out. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times we have to, let's see how we're going to do this, reflect on our youth, reflect on how we
yep.
have been raised, reflect on the surroundings and the habitats in which we were subjected to, you know what I mean? And here's the thing, if you were, you know, it's all up to you on whether or not you're going to do the total opposite of what you come from or carry the torch. Whether it's a good torch or a bad torch, you know what I'm saying? Or whether you're going to do a good opposite or a bad opposite. It's totally up to you as an individual and what you come up with a lot, you know, because people got their own style of how they brush their teeth. People got their own style of how they wipe their ass. Excuse my expression.
Yeah.
But all I'm saying is the Scottie Pippen rule, we all know what that is, but everybody got their own style on how they apply. And unapplied. You see what I'm saying? Same thing
yep.
with a wash rag. So all I'm saying is these are all variations on who we become. Of course, we can reflect on how we became this way, whether it be the background, upbringing, or the training, or whatever it is you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? Some things we train ourselves to do. Just like if you're ugly, you learn how to not be ugly. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where all the women trying not to be ugly is in the altar. You know what I'm saying? Pickpocketing. Check your satellite.
Well, we love you. We love you, man. Thank you for your insights and your great analogies. when is your next show, babe?
Oh, I think I'm on
the 20. Tell me when your next show is.
I think I'm coming up, man. It's going down. Listen, I'm going to be trying to come out here breaking people's ribs, trying to put you out the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? You hear me? McNabb getting broke up every time. Look, I'm going to treat you like McNabb. They was our quarterback, but that's how I'm going to treat it out here. I'm treating the listeners like it's McNabb getting his ribs broke.
Oh my God. Well, thank
love
you so much
year.
For calling in. Tune
you.
In to Club One. He's absolutely fabulous. We love you, honey. And thank you so much for calling in. Caller three in queue before we get back to our legendary Hooney, who's on the line now. Where are you? Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hi, Ava. This is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia. How are you? Hi, Hooney.
Mo Garman. Hi.
How are you? I'm doing great. I didn't catch the top of the show. I joined in around 10 o'clock, but it's very interesting. So I wanted to just show my support and continue to listen to your commentary along with Hooney. Very interesting
well,
subject.
Thank you so much. We love you. And just for a little teaser, we are back in January with the beautiful Mo Garman, and we have some serious stuff to discuss then. So thank you again. We'll be teasing that show soon after the holidays, and I appreciate you calling in. Thanks, honey.
Absolutely. No problem. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mo
Bye-bye.
Garman. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, Hooney. So you were talking about your next advancement coming up. I think that's what you called it. In general, how can people get to that? How do they find you? For those, we have millions of listeners, so for those that don't know you, how can they find you?
Oh, definitely want to start off with the greatest networking company that we have during our day and time, our great company of WBNN by Ngozi Time Multimedia. That's the first step. You can find me on the internet. You can find me through Facebook. Now, Facebook, there's two things that's going to happen. You're going to see my tribal name, which is Hooney Bak Atun, spelled H-U-N-I space B-A-K space A-T-U-N space. And my pen and stage name is Master Tah. That's P-T-A-H. Magic, that's M-A-J-I-K, that's a J, not a G, and a K, not a C. Man, and Heru, which is H-E-R-U, like her and a U at the end of it. If you ask Google or Siri, you know, especially during this day and time, during the search engine, if you ask them, who is Magic Man Heru? And again, you got to make sure you spell it correctly because, you know, the way that phonetically, it's going to sound like magic, like the guy standing on stage, okay? Now, what makes my magic differently, and I'm definitely want to make sure I put this on record for my 10th interview, I am the only man or being in our story and his story to ever pull the top hat out of the other end of a rabbit. You see, most magicians, they do it the other way. They pull a rabbit out of a top hat. I am the only being whoever exists that we know it that was able to do that.
Thank you for sharing all of that, and I'm so happy you did with all the spelling. We covered a lot of ground tonight, and I want people that would like more to be able to find you, and maybe we'll have you back on maybe in the spring and continue after what you're doing and continue with some of these thoughts if you're interested in that. In the meantime, we are going to get to da-da-da, Ngozi Time, your mother and father's favorite producer and our commissioner. And here we go.
Step right up, hurry, hurry, before the show begins. My friends, stand in line, get your tickets. Broken heart,
you'll see that he is sad. He hurts so bad.
So bad.
I go into my Ngozi time. We have one more caller that would love to say something to you tonight, Ava Holly Ann. You know, Hall of Famer two times. Hey, lifetime achiever, why don't you say something?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me, Jerry?
Hey!
Oh, my God,
no,
my Jerry.
No, it's not. It's not the real. And I... It's not the real Italian stallion, is it?
Oh, baby. Hi, guys. Hey, Jerry. How you feeling?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm not so good, but I'm hanging in there.
Okay, good. So, Huni Bakatun, baby, how you doing?
Excellent. Damon, but it's always so much better, you know, for you to press that one and to hear your tone of voice. And you already know. Your Ebony Elvis got nothing but pure divine love for you.
And back at you, baby. You know how much I love you. I was so excited that she was having you as her guest. I just love you.
It's a love fest. I love you too,
it
Jerry.
Is. No, it is.
Yes.
It is. Two of my faves. So I'm so happy I got to call in.
Thank you so much for calling, Terry.
I want to just say that, you know, like I just heard also Tiana speak and all that, and, you know, this network is incredible. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, we have each other to thank for that, but we have Brother O to especially thank for that. And I want to personally thank him. I mean, everybody knows how I feel about him and this network and what it's done for me. But look what it's done for all of us, for
right.
everybody together. I mean, I wouldn't have met this guy right here, my Ebony Elvis, right? Think about that. Okay? I mean, listen. All right, Oni, sing a little for me. Come on, tell everybody why you're my Ebony Elvis.
Oh, what a beautiful voice he has. Oh, my God.
Come on, hit it, baby.
Yes, indeed. All right. I know Hall of Fame four times, about ready to get to Ngozi time. But thank you so much. Look, I say this with the heart and soul of me. When I say Ava is a real angel, and I have met a lot of people, so I'm going to do a little small thing, and I definitely dedicate this to you, Ava. The sun rise and set with no regret. I can't forget all about your blues. My life has direction now, in my mind a clearer point of view. You know you lift us up when the world is unkind. We're finally able to unwind. You are our angel, angel. Yes,
love it.
We definitely found that in you, Ava. Thank you so much for being everything that you are.
Thank you so much. Oh, my God, thank you. Jerry, thanks for bringing that up. We were so entranced in the conversation tonight that I never got a chance to bring that up. So thank you for that. Yeah.
I love you guys.
My God.
Love you, Jer.
Love you, too.
Love you.
Thank you for calling. When's your next show, Jer? Jerry, you know when your next show is?
Yep, it's April 4th, and it's going to be Phil, and he's the original Mystic, and he's now with a few other people, the new Mystics, so I'm going to be bringing them on, because I've interviewed the original Mystics, Al Contreras, with Phil.
Right
before, which was an honor to me, right before one of their members passed away. So now I'm going to be interviewing Phil, the original, and a few more people.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So. Did you say April 4th?
Yeah.
You have a show until April 4th?
January 4th.
Oh,
okay,
right.
I don't know what
we don't want to miss out on you for 3 months.
No, January 4th. I was looking in my book at April about something, and I forgot. No,
yep.
January 4th.
Awesome.
Sorry, guys.
All right. That's okay. Thank you so much for calling, Jerry. We love you.
All right. Well, first of all, yeah. Well, first of all, I have a wonderful dedication to Huni Bakatun tonight. Now, Huni, are you ready for your dedication before I go into Ngozi time upon us?
Yes, I am.
All right, guys. This is the theme. Cartoon.
I'll see you. yes you do. You can depend on me to keep things right. Please don't bet that you'll ever escape me. Once I get my sights on you, I got a license to kill, and you don't know it's safe in your heart. Got a license to kill anyone who tries to tear up love. Got a license to kill, and you know I'm going straight for your heart. Got a license to kill anyone who tries to tear up love. Ooh, honey. Say that somebody tried to make a move on me in the blink of an eye. I'll be there. And if they don't know why, I'm gonna make a pay. Till their dying day. Till their dying day. Till their dying day. Oh, got a license to steal. And you know
of 20 consecutive all-time connection records. Then he did it with another 20 all-time connection records. The only person that's ever done that in this network, you know, back-to-back like that in 20s. We all know that Terry's strength is amazing with 33 all-time. We look at our great network, there's nothing more to be said. It's documented and archived for you non-believers. Tomorrow night on this outstanding network, we have E. Davis and Strictly Business right here at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time on the Storied Network, WBNN, advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're at Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi underscore time. Or Dylan Malay with Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight? Oh, like they lay, that goes with my and gmail.com, and I am mentor emeritus and curator at the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, the 2022 WBNN, you know, wonderful person. It was a love for that, but also International Radio Hall of Fame lifetime achiever. I gotta laugh myself sometimes. And of course, most importantly, no joke here, right? Your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dolly Malaber, and Ngozi saying goodnight and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. We want to thank our wonderful Huni Bakatun, Hall of Fame three times to me, lifetime achiever of the class of 2022. And enshrinee to the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame. And now back to the wonderful Ava Holly, giving it the old college try tonight. So proud. And it's back to her.
Thank you, guys. couldn't miss out on this show tonight. So thanks for bearing with me. Hooney, what a blessing to have you on the show. I want to get you back on so we can talk more about angels. And love you, man, and wish you continued success and clarity and wonderful openness in your journey. And this is your 10th interview. God bless you. And thank you so much for being on the show. Brother O, we love you. Love WBNN. Get involved, guys. Call into the shows. Check it out. It's a wonderful, wonderful network. And thank you. This is Ava Holly with The Casual Chat. And we will see you after the new year. Have a healthy and a happy.